Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet 'em, greet 'em, treat 'em, and street 'em. Today's date is March 14th, 2014, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. The title of today's podcast is King of Pain, Migraine Headaches. I'm flying solo today after having three smart guys from Harvard and Yale on the show last week. Still waiting for people to send me their list of top five things they could do to choose wisely in their emergency department. But let's get back to today's podcast. We have a case scenario of a 32-year-old woman who presents with her usual migraine headache. And the question is, does ketorolac work well for acute migraines? We all recognize that migraines are a very common presentation in the emergency department. They are a serious and debilitating condition affecting approximately 10% of the population. Women seem to suffer more than men with this condition, and the direct and indirect cost of treating migraines and missed work runs into the billions of dollars. Yes, billions with a B. We have discussed this topic before on episode number 28 called Bang Your Head. That show looked at using a single dose of dexamethasone 15 milligrams given intravenously to prevent bounce backs in the emergency department after migraine treatment. The NNT for that treatment was 9. So to answer today's question about ketorolac and its use in migraine headaches, we have a systematic review. And this was done by Taggart et al. And it is called Ketorolac in the Treatment of Acute Migraines, a Systematic Review, and it was published in Headache, 2013. The population they were dealing with was 8 studies of adult patients, representing a total of 321 patients. And these patients presented to the ED with acute, severe migraine headaches. Their intervention was ketorolac parenterally alone, or in combination with other migraine abortive therapies. They compared this to either a placebo or standard therapy. And the outcome was efficacy, i.e. pain relief, and safety. The author's conclusions were, quote, "Overall, ketorolac is an effective alternative agent for the relief of acute migraine headache in the emergency department. Ketorolac results are similar in pain relief and is less potentially addictive than meperidine and more effective than sumatriptan. However, it may not be as effective as metoclopramide and phenothiazine agents." The BEAM critical appraisal tool quality checklist for systematic reviews has 7 questions, and we answered yes to all 7 questions. It was a sensible and answerable question. It was a detailed and exhaustive search. It was high methodological quality. The studies were reproducible. The outcomes were clinically relevant. There was low heterogeneity. And the results were large and precise enough. And speaking of results, the results showed that a pooled estimate showed no difference in pain relief at 60 minutes between ketorolac alone or in combination compared to placebo or other standard therapies. Only one trial compared ketorolac to sumatriptan and demonstrated a significant reduction in migraine pain at 60 minutes. I'm not going to go through the specific numbers because it was only one small study. There were 2 trials comparing ketorolac to phenothiazine with no significant benefit noted on the summary estimate, though significant heterogeneity was identified in this study. I'll throw up the forest plot so you can look at this visually and get a better understanding. From a commentary standpoint, there is a wide variety of variation in the treatment of acute migraine. This may be because no single approach has been shown to be clinically superior. This study attempted to review what role ketorolac can play in the treatment of these common and painful presentations to the emergency department. This systematic review started with some difficulty because while diagnostic criteria for migraine headaches exist, they are often not used in the emergency department. This made it unclear if patients met criteria for the diagnosis of migraine. The systematic review included studies that gave ketorolac intramuscularly in 6 out of 8 studies, and 5 of 6 studies used 60 milligrams IM. Giving any medication IM versus orally increases the placebo effect, and this could have influenced the results in some of these studies. The quality of the primary studies was moderate to high on the Haddad score. However, the bias was either high or unclear. The conclusion of ketorolac being more effective than sumatriptan was based on only one randomized clinical control trial from 2003, and it had only 29 patients, so the author's conclusions should be viewed with caution. The discussion of ketorolac plus or minus meperidine seems a bit irrelevant because most departments no longer have meperidine on their formula. We don't at our hospital. Ketorolac would be a preferred treatment in the ED, emergency department, due to the potential for abuse and addiction with meperidine if you still had it on formulary. There was very inconsistent information on rescue medication and no reporting on relapse rates. As I mentioned earlier, a previous BEAM review has demonstrated a single dose of dexamethasone can decrease migraine headache recurrence and bounce backs to the emergency department for acute migraines with that NNT of only 9. This systematic review was of moderate quality, included small studies, had high or unclear bias and inconsistent outcome reporting, and a lack of data on relapse. So the bottom line? Ketorolac is a reasonable second-line agent in the treatment of acute migraine headaches. And how I'm going to apply this clinically? Well, I will tend to use ketorolac only as a second-line agent in the treatment of acute migraines. To resolve the case, I would say to this woman who presented with her usual migraine, "I can see you're in pain, and it's important to me. We will try some standard therapies first that have been shown to work. I will check back with you in the next 30 to 60 minutes to see how you're doing, and if your pain is not controlled, there is a plan B." The Keener contest last week was won by Jamie Davis from Florida. He correctly answered the riddle to the Sphinx: what goes on 4 feet in the morning, 2 feet in the afternoon, and 3 feet in the evening? And the answer, of course, was man. For this week's Keener contest, I'm going to make it really, really easy for you. So if you haven't won before, this is the one to try to win. This podcast is going to be uploaded on Sunday, March 16th. So the Keener contest is: where will I be and what will I be doing a couple of days from now? If you know the answer, then send it to me at thesgem@gmail.com with Keener in the subject line. And if you're the first person to tell me where I'll be in a couple of days, you will receive a cool skeptical prize. Until next time, remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.